Elise Stefanik, the word we are trying to avoid at WAMC is Donald Trump. We're doing Trump-free days. Nevertheless, you're a woman, you're a congresswoman, and Trump has been, by many people's allegations, insulting to women. Where are you on this one?
I agree with that. I think he has been insulting to women. I think that his comments about Megyn Kelly, who is, you know, actually went to law school in Albany, so she's very familiar with upstate New York. I was deeply concerned about those comments, and we are a long way out from the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary. I think this may be Mr. Trump's peak moment, and I think we're going to see his numbers change, and decline over the coming weeks and months as the other candidates have an opportunity to share their vision for the future of this country. But I think it's really important for Republicans, if you look at the 2012 election, we need to ensure that we're increasing our party's ability to reach out to women. And I work on that in Congress. I care passionately about that. And Donald Trump's comments have not helped that effort. They've hurt that effort.
So, who you got?
I actually think the field is the best field we've had probably in my lifetime. I think that the depth of the field is incredible. Even both of the tiers of the two debates, I watched the top tier debate from start to finish. I think that we have some great governors and senators, but I'm really focused as a freshman member of Congress representing my constituents, getting around my district. I'm watching the presidential race very closely in both parties, but I'm not picking a horse as of yet.
So George Pataki is up there in New Hampshire doing his best, three-term governor, 12 years, but he hasn't caught fire and didn't get out of the children's table for the debate. So what do you make of that? I mean, why is a guy who had been that popular to be reelected three times not catching fire?
Well, first, I think everyone who's running cares about the future of this country. And that's the great part of our nation, is that people can choose to run for office and throw their hat in the ring. I was certainly an underdog in my congressional race. I think what voters are looking for is a new generational approach. That's why I think you're seeing young leaders step forward and share their vision for this country. I think that New Hampshire will be interesting. New Hampshire is a very grassroots-oriented state. The voters are used to meeting the presidential candidates in their homes, at their local diners. They shake pretty much all of their hands throughout the coming months. So I think while sometimes polls, obviously they're indicators of broad support, as we've seen in previous election cycles, that grassroots effort helps put people in the game as you get closer and primary voters really start getting to know the candidates more effectively. So I think you're going to see a lot of movement from, as you said, the second-tier candidates, the first-tier candidates as well.
Elise Stefanik, you have been pushing the Flexible Pell Grant for 21st Century Students Act. Now, there's a lot of talk right now. We saw both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders talking about why college is too expensive. What are you doing in the Flexible Pell Grant?
College is too expensive. But if you look at the reason why college is too expensive, we have an overreaching student loans program, and we need to make sure that we're not just addressing the student loans crisis, which is absolutely a crisis for millennials, but we have to solve the college affordability issue. And some college presidents are doing a really effective job at freezing tuition rates so that students and parents are able to plan over the 4 years. There's transparency in what the tuition dollars are going to. So I'm deeply concerned about this as a millennial in Congress. What I am doing in my district is earlier on this year, I had a series of roundtables with the colleges and universities I represent. And one of the community college presidents talked about how the college student of today looks very different than the college student 10 years ago. They're slightly older. They take longer to finish their degree because they're working, or they're oftentimes a single parent and managing family needs as well. And I want there to be greater flexibility to really try to modernize their education system. So an idea she shared with me is, she said, we wish that Pell Grant students were able to apply for Pell Grant funds for summer classes so they can finish their coursework earlier and have that flexibility. I thought that was a really common sense idea. I worked with, I serve on that committee, so I worked with the Committee on Education and Workforce to develop this legislation. It's bipartisan. It allows students to apply for year-round Pell Grants, and I'm hopeful that it will be part of the higher education package later on this year.
So let's stay on higher education for a moment. I know that Senator Gillibrand has been really campaigning on sexual assault matters on college campuses. Do you have any ideas on how to stop that from happening?
Sexual assault is a societal issue right now, not just on college campuses, but in general. It's an issue, obviously, that the military has taken on. And, you know, I have Fort Drum in my district. One of the first items that the commanding general at Fort Drum raised with me is what they're doing to really combat sexual assault. I think that college campuses need to work with and learn from other institutions who have really taken on sexual assault. But I think it needs to be recognized as a severe issue. It's something that the colleges have raised with me. And actually, in my district, St. Lawrence and some of the colleges in St. Lawrence County, so St. Lawrence University, Clarkson, are partnering with the sexual assault program in the Army at Fort Drum to share lessons learned about what's effective, how they can increase the number of reporting. And I think that's a good thing, to share best practices. But we absolutely have to lower the number of sexual assaults to zero in this country, and that includes on college campuses. But we need to make sure that people who come forward are not retaliated against on college campuses.
Are you heartened by the fact that the commanding officer at Fort Drum is a woman?
She's a deputy commanding officer. I'm very excited. She's extremely impressive. She met with my staff. I was in the district at the time, but she was in Washington and was able to speak with my military legislative aides, and she's tremendously impressive. I'm looking forward to congratulating her in person later on this month when I'm at Fort Drum. It's a significant achievement, and it's a great role model for women.
And how are we going to, we only have a minute and a half at least, but how are we going to avoid the cutbacks at Fort Drum, which are looming over the institution?
Well, we got good news this year. Fort Drum was at risk of losing 16,000 troops. We were the military installation that fared the best in the country. We only lost 28 total, so it was a great day for Fort Drum. But the larger looming issue is sequestration and getting rid of the defense sequester, which is gutting our nation's military. It's having an effect not just on Fort Drum, but every military installation, our military readiness. I was at West Point earlier this month. West Point would be significantly affected. So this affects our national security. This fall, we have to come together, Democrats and Republicans and the administration, and work to solve sequester, to get rid of defense sequestration, especially if you look at what's happening around the world today with the national security challenges we have, which are very different today than they were 2-3 years ago. So it was a good day for Fort Drum when they announced that we only lost 28 total when we were at risk of 16,000, but we need to repeal the sequester. And I've been a leading voice against that, against sequestration in Washington.
Elise Stefanik, always wonderful to talk to you.